Messman, did you want to comment on that? Can you ask to?
Yes, I can do. The purpose of the report is to create a settlement hierarchy so we can work out where there are the most sustainable elements in our district. And things like the strategic highway network is of critical importance to that in terms of accessibility to the road system, which you obviously know is heavily trafficked. So it's really those elements that really hang large. And if anything, having a lower proportion on health argues the question for you to prioritise transport. So that in part answers your question. In addition, this is a snapshot of evidence. So it was in 2014 we did this. It's valid then. You will be very aware, and I've mentioned this in November and January committees, that there is a significant amount of work going on in terms of the estate renewal and also the state options for the clinical commissioning groups in North East Essex. So the face of GP provision and the kind of services we're going to get now that a lot more is delegated from Public Health England and also from the NHS for the East of England to our clinical commissioning groups will again change. And quite clearly, this is an iterative process for the local plan. So it's about moving forward step by step. With enough evidence, and recognising that not all the answers are going to be there from day one. There might be a few issues that change over time, but this is a work in progress for a 15-year plan, of which we'll review it a couple of times within that 15-year time span.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Turner.
Thank you, Chairman. I think we've all spoke. I'd like to move the recommendations as listed on page 12, Mr. Chairman. That is that A. We note the latest progress on the evidence base of the local plan, in particular the strategic housing market assessment update, and B, we agree the settlement hierarchy as attached as Appendix 1.
Carlo?
Excuse me, Chair. I don't think we've actually discussed the other half of this document. We've only been discussing the hierarchy, and I'd like the option to discuss the other half of the document.
Hang on. I've got Carlo next.
Yes, Chairman. I've sat in listened very interestingly at some of the points made. I think we're in a danger of wrapping ourselves up in statistics and in data, and we're not data specialists, we're not analysts. We're here to put forward something that is credible, that is good for the district. Otherwise, I repeat, if we don't do it, someone else will do it on our behalf. I do applaud the hierarchy strategy that's been put forward in front of us, and the progress of the evidence gathering, it's an ongoing work, piece of work that it's not going to stop. Even when we decide which way we're going to go forward, the evidence gathering will carry on in the background on a regular basis, because we will need to update our evidence as we progress, because there is a requirement. Unless we crack on and we decide that is the way to go, and not get hung up on stations, on doctors' provisions, and on health and schools. You know, they're all very important elements of where development is going to happen. But we've got to get a move on with this, because otherwise, someone else will do that on our behalf. Now, the reasons there's been lots of other villages, settlements been discussed and put forward, Thorpe and Arsford. Those places are not as strategically placed as Wheely is. Wheely is near to major trunk routes, A133 and A120. Development will give you much improved road connections and things like that. So therefore, that is the reason why Wheely is so strategically placed and was chosen before the other settlements in tendering. And I know I'm not going to be very popular because I've made this statement, but that is the true fact, Chairman. And I will second Councillor Turner. Proposition with pleasure.
Okay, Councillor Stevenson, I cut you off, but what was it that you wanted to specifically say you hadn't been speaking on which?
Sorry, Chair. We haven't discussed the other half of this document, which was basically accepting the update. I just wanted to bring together a couple of things I'd noticed on the update itself.
Go on.
We were talked to on page 11, first paragraph. The quote was, the council is required to ask itself if the annual housing requirement should be increased to accommodate the housing needs for the affordable housing to meet 29.1%, the housing requirement would need to be 555 units. Some simple maths, 160 divided by 550 is in fact 29.1%, and adding another 5 moves us away from that target. So I just wanted to point out that we don't need to do that unless I'm misreading that. The second thing was transport junction modelling. I actually went down and saw the draft version of this. I don't know if anybody else has actually bothered. And I must state that the draft document, I found it very dry and complex. There's lots of data in there. And the comments in this report referring to the junction modelling have been cleverly worded so as to give a different impression as to what I found. I found that the report mentioned missing data due to the accident on the A13 on the afternoon of the survey, which shut it in both directions, making all data void for the afternoon, including surrounding junctions. My initial scan, and I could be wrong, is that the work on the assumption of 400 homes a year rather than 550. And whilst mitigating measures do improve all junctions, it was quite clear that it still left quite a few of the junctions, especially on the A133, over capacity in most scenarios. So could I ask that we ask that Wingray Jacobs ask that Ringway Jacobs complete the report they were paid to do for before submitting it to this committee?
Say that again. I didn't catch what you just said then. Sorry.
Sorry. Because the report was interrupted by the accident, it's been submitted with that in there as a reason not to give the PM data. There is no data for the A133 in the afternoon, and they only did it on one day. So I'm suggesting that we ask Ringway Jacobs to repeat the exercise.
Okay, that sounds eminently sensible. If that indeed is the case, then that sounds eminently sensible. I get what you're saying, Councillor Simpson. Councillor Bray.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. First of all, can I congratulate Councillor Gugliani on getting through well past an hour before reminding us that the government inspector was going to beat us with a big stick if we didn't do as we're told. I think that's the longest we've ever managed at one of these meetings. The promise of trunk roads is improved trunk roads is obviously appealing. I think most of the people here and many of us on this committee might feel they're less likely to come than perhaps we imagine. The fact of the matter is Wheelie is on a trunk road. It's on the 133. We've already heard that the transport report is a complete mess. It was undertaken. It failed to be undertaken properly. It was assuming 400 houses. It's actually 550. Whole thing's a mess. Everybody in this room now knows that the gap between Wheelie Roundabout and Freighting Roundabout is a disaster. If you've ever tried to do it at 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll know that. It's a mess. So how sure can we be that that infrastructure really will come if the properties, our new properties, are put this side, Clacton side, of Wheelie Roundabout? Because if they're not, frankly, Clacton and surrounding areas could become a bit of a prison. So you're not getting out at 8 o'clock. How sure can we be?
Okay. I think you could apply that to any area, because if you try going down Clingo Hill in the morning and getting out of Tendring into Colchester just virtually impossible sometimes. Yeah. So we could apply that to probably anywhere in the district. And it's certainly if you try getting across the level crossing junction at Manningtree Station in the morning, as I unfortunately have to do, it's just an absolute nightmare. And as for the mention of the government inspector, I do like to think, Councillor Bray, that I did, in answering a question from the Vice-Chairman of Great Bromley Parish Council, Hugh Fostick, I did make it fairly clear. I thought that we needed to be in control of our own destiny by getting a good local plan together.